More than 26,000 people speak the Hawaiian language, or Olelo Hawaii, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The movement to revitalize Olelo Hawaii has come a long way, says Heather Juni, a filmmaker and one of the producers tasked with overseeing the Moana dubbing project.
Taking a project like Moana, a Disney project that is beloved around the world now, and having the opportunity to translate it into Hawaiian language, Olelo Hawaii, is fantastic.
The animated film tells the story of a Polynesian princess, Moana, on an adventure with her chicken, Heihei, and the demigod, Maui.
Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, I am
the hero of men.
What?
It's actually Maui, shapeshifter, demigod of the wind and sea, hero of men. I interrupted from the top, hero of men.
It brought in an estimated $643 million at box offices worldwide. The movie has been dubbed in Tahitian and Maori. But a Hawaiian version took some convincing, says Chris Lee, founder and director of the University of Hawaii's Academy of Creative Media.
One of the great things is that because we had this infrastructure in terms of individuals who could do translation and direct and cast and also record, I could promise them a sort of seamless process in terms of getting this done and minimize the amount of bandwidth they would have to expend helping us do this.
The translation of the hour and 47-minute long film fell on the shoulders of Hawaiian language professor Puakea Nogomeyer and his team of five at Awaiaulu, a community nonprofit specializing in Hawaiian language translation.
You could put the whole thing through Google Translate and come up with something, but we wanted what's accurate. We wanted language that's going to be understood by an audience today, and especially an audience of 5 and 10-year-olds, right?
The linguist also saw an opportunity to revive older forms of Olelo Hawaii.
There's a place where the little girl goes, I want to see, don't walk away. And there's actually a turn of phrase, inane. Inane means like, oh, let me see. So, and it might not be in widespread use today, but it's so apparent from the setting, and it's so proper, and it links to an older kind of language.
Nogomeyer and his team have been working since July to translate the entire movie. The trickiest part was having the language fit the animation.
They made those lips match the English script, and it's a pretty good match. We now have to make Hawaiian match those lips. So accuracy got adjusted for time, and then it got adjusted heavily for matching lip. And that was an ongoing, that's like doing the New York Times crossword in pen with your eyes closed.
As challenging as this undertaking was, his hope is it will help build a stronger and broader Olelo Hawaii speaking community, and perhaps even an industry. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.